Dave Johnson comes in from Pearl Technology on Mondays to keep us up to speed, keep us safe, really, from doing dumb stuff. One of them can be clicking on stuff, right, Dave? Don't click on stuff. Don't click on stuff. We learned that a long time ago. It's not stopping us. I'm still clicking.
Right.
Don't download stuff. No, that's ridiculous. This TikTok worry, is that a real worry?
Yes.
Even the FBI, Mr. Ray, the other day said, yeah, hey, we're going to keep an eyeball on this.
So you've already told me you're going to keep watching TikTok no matter what.
I can't help myself.
Yeah.
I'm addicted.
That's what I was going to say. Like, hey, I'm only 19 and I'm just clicking, I'm just watching videos. What is China going to do to me? I'm 19. I don't do anything.
Well, let's do some facts and figures real quick just to put this in perspective.
I'm going to write this down.
Write it down.
It down.
Okay, so TikTok is owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance, B-Y-T-E, ByteDance.
Okay.
It's a privately held company.
That's a good name for that's
it is.
Name.
It's a good band name.
Yeah, it is a good band name.
They started TikTok in China in 2016.
Okay.
Unleashed it on the world in 2017.
The
so it's 5 years old. Yeah. They have 1 billion. That's with a B and a half users. 1 billion of those are active every single month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
1 billion people. In the U.S., we have 137 million active users.
So that's almost half of us,
It's
right?
almost half,
yeah,
of
almost
us.
Almost half,
yeah,
of us. That's
and
pretty
you
got to
remember, some of them are toddlers and babies.
Yeah, and real old people.
And
so most
people,
of us are doing something.
Most
right.
of us are doing something.
Yeah.
Every single day, there's over 1 billion TikTok videos watched.
Wow. Worldwide, or in the U.S.?
Worldwide.
Worldwide, okay.
So, people say, well, it's what we've always said. If you're not paying for it, you are the product.
Right. If something is free, then you are the product.
So TikTok can deliver to its advertisers 885 million users over the age of 18.
All right, so I want to stop and think about this for a second. So I've gone through variations of my TikTok addiction. I had it bad a couple years ago, and then I got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just took it off my device. Somehow I got back on there, and now I'm in again. I'm in too hard. But ads do show up in the feed.
They do, yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember where
the ads
are. Okay.
So it's been downloaded 3 billion times.
What,
The app. There's only 8 billion people in the world. So
yeah, well, but some people are like me. They've done it several times.
Right.
Yeah,
but it's still, so they've got most of us hooked, right?
Yeah, we're in.
We're in. So here's some things you need to know. In China, TikTok is called Douyin.
Okay.
And they have a version in China for kids that are 14 and under that's only available in China. And this version for the young folks is full of educational stuff, museum exhibits, experiments you can do at home. And they limit the kids to 40 minutes a day. The app does itself.
Okay.
So some people have said, okay, China has the spinach version and the rest of the world gets the opium version.
Right.
And I think we can all agree there's some opium involved.
It's addicting.
It's addicting.
Depending on whatever trips your trigger. I mean, it can be sexy, it can be funny, it can be anger, it can be politics, whatever it is the algorithm finds for you, right?
Yeah. So
that you end up giving the algorithm permission to do.
Right.
I mean, based on your viewing, right?
Here's the problem. So they did a survey of preteens in the U.S. and in China. Said, what do you want to be when you grow up? In the U.S., the number one answer was, I want to do something on social media.
Yeah, yeah.
And in China, it was astronaut. So play this scenario out for a couple of generations, and we're going to be the mashed potatoes. And they're
or we will be a lot of influencers that the astronauts watch. Maybe all those smart astronauts, they're going to want entertainment, and they'll be spending their money on us while we're falling down stairs and things.
So we'll be rich, dumb people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. We'll be rich and dumb. Yeah, that's right.
So obviously the real danger here is they're collecting so much information about you. They got access to every darn thing on your phone, your camera. They know exactly what it is that trips your trigger. They're saving all this stuff.
Right. And real quickly, we're almost out of time, but that brain rot part, you know, when TV was invented, that was also what TV was going to do to us. And maybe it did. I'm not sure. But TV wasn't run by another country.
Right.
It wasn't. And that's the part that
that's
is
the part
very
that's
concerning. Yeah, it is concerning. All right. So what's your advice? Don't do it.
Don't do it. Or set up a fake profile and do things that are completely against what you would normally do and screw up their algorithm.
Well, now we're talking about something. Thanks, Dave. That gives me something to do this week. There's Dave Johnson from Pearl Technologies.